This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. I'm Caleb Brown. President Joe Biden hopes to spend trillions of dollars on infrastructure in the coming years, but the heavy reliance of his plans on corporate welfare and tax hikes needed to fund these expansive visions ought to get at least a little scrutiny. Chris Edwards directs tax policy studies at the Cato Institute. He comments. Before we get into what's in this plan, what is the state of infrastructure in the United States?
Well, most infrastructure in the United States is owned by the private sector. In fact, about 65% of all infrastructure in America is owned by the private sector. And that's broadband and it's pipelines and it's freight railroads. The usual assumption in a market economy is that the corporations, the businesses that own that private infrastructure are investing in it and keeping it in good repair, which is generally true. So, most infrastructure in America, the government doesn't have to worry about it. The private sector can handle it and, expand it by itself.
So essentially, what is Joe Biden proposing here?
Joe Biden's proposed a $2 trillion infrastructure plan with three big pieces. The first piece, he would subsidize some government-owned infrastructure like Amtrak. My answer to that would be that, Amtrak and other federal infrastructure ought to be privatized. The second big bucket of money goes to state-owned infrastructure like highways and airports. I would argue we don't need those federal subsidies. State governments and local governments can fund their own infrastructure with user charges and gas taxes and their other sort of taxes and fees. The third bucket is Biden would spend hundreds of billions of dollars subsidizing privately owned infrastructure, such as broadband and manufacturing and electric vehicle charging stations and the like. Well, that's a terrible expansion of federal government into private activities. It's corporate welfare. It's corporate subsidies. To give you one example of that, Elon Musk and Tesla have built over 2,000 electric charging stations across the country. That's great. We'll see whether consumers really want electric cars. That remains to be seen. But Biden comes in and he wants the federal government to subsidize tens of thousands of more EV charging stations. Well, we don't need that. We should let Tesla and other private companies build charging stations if they think that's what consumers really want.
Yeah, Tesla, one of the most valuable companies on the planet, and people are buying a lot of Teslas. One would think that these charging stations are the kinds of things that are an amenity that people would want to provide.
It's an odd thing that a lot of politicians seem to think that if the private markets are doing good things, like investing in broadband, so AT&T and Verizon invest about $50 billion a year in broadband. It's been a huge, American broadband's been a huge success led by the private sector. So politicians seem to think that, they need to jump on board when the private sector is doing something good. They need to jump on board and subsidize it, but they don't. The private sector is doing good stuff. The government should get out of the way and let them do it.
Now, I have heard a couple of things out of people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and other prominent Democrats, and this is one of the talking points that I cheer, which is let's get rid of corporate welfare. But I've also heard, most especially from Bernie Sanders, that infrastructure is doing very poorly in the United States. Do we have a sense of where some of these more liberal Democrats, left-wing Democrats are on this issue, given that it contains so much corporate welfare?
Well, for years, you're right. We've heard from leading Democrats. They complain about corporate subsidies and corporate welfare, and they claim that it's only Republicans that do that. In fact, both parties, like to support corporate subsidies. The new Biden bill has $174 billion for electric vehicles. It's got $300 billion for manufacturing. It's got $100 billion for broadband. It's got, $100 billion for the electric power grid. Those are all privately owned assets. We don't need the federal government subsidizing it. And I think it actually could be an Achilles heel of the Biden plan politically that there's so much corporate welfare in it. And, and the people on the left who've complained about corporate welfare, I hope they wake up and realize that, this is really not good to get the federal government involved so much into subsidizing big corporations.
Given that so much of the infrastructure in the United States, properly defined, is owned by the private sector, you mentioned before we started recording that Joe Biden wants to raise taxes to pay for what ultimately is in large part subsidies to private infrastructure.
That's right. I call the Biden plan the anti-infrastructure plan, because while he wants to dish out $2 trillion in subsidies to his favored type of infrastructure, he would hike taxes by $2 trillion, mainly on corporations, which would be anti-investment. It would reduce corporate investment. And as we discussed, most infrastructure in America, broadband and pipelines and freight rail, is provided by the private sector, by big corporations. And so corporate tax hikes will reduce the investment in broadband and freight rail and all those things, all those assets that corporations own. So this absolutely makes no sense. There's no reason for any of this federal intervention into our infrastructure.
Are there things that are being left out? That is to say, by spending a bunch of money here, and you know, obviously the federal government does own a lot of infrastructure. Are there things here that would make sense to spend federal dollars on?
No, I don't think so. I think what we need for our infrastructure is we need to decentralize it, get the decision making out of Washington, and privatize it where we can. You know, I've written at length, for example, the federal government owns the air traffic control system. It doesn't need to. We can privatize it. Britain and Canada have privatized their air traffic control system. Airports, all American airports are owned by state and local governments. We don't need that. In Europe, most of the major airports have been privatized. If you fly into London's Heathrow, that is a private investor-owned airport. So that's what we should be doing, is privatizing and eliminating government subsidies completely.
More generally on fiscal policy, do you get the sense that Joe Biden, it doesn't seem like he's really even paying lip service to the notion that the United States is tens of trillions of dollars in debt? He doesn't seem to be concerned about that at all. Am I wrong?
Even without this new infrastructure package, federal government spending this year is going to be $6.8 trillion. It will raise only half of that in taxes, $3.4 trillion. And we're going to be putting $3.4 trillion on the federal government credit card. It's absolutely crazy. It's like a family that earns an income of $34,000 a year, but spends $68,000 a year putting $34,000 on its credit card. Obviously, this is not going to last. You're right that politicians don't seem to think that money is free. They, you know, some of them used to worry about the deficit and debt. Now it seems that none of them in either party really cares much about deficits and debt. I think that will be the undoing of the American economy if we continue on down this road.
Chris Edwards directs tax policy studies at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast anywhere you please, and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.